Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of Kiwi Birth Tales brought to you by Your Birth Project. Your Birth Project is the online hypnobirthing course you need in your life to create your best birth, and do not let the word hypnobirthing turn you off. If you don't feel like hypnobirthing is right for you, then rename the course to Calm Birthing or Birth Education, because it has literally everything in there and it is not fluffy, hypnotizing type of information. It is inclusive of all birth types. As long as you go into it with an open mind, you're going to get some absolute gems in there that are going to help you create your best birth. So make sure you go and check it out. There's some very exciting updates coming to Your Birth Project. This week we are actually going live with a new platform host, so where the course is actually hosted and how you watch it. It's incredible. It looks so user-friendly. It's so easy to work around. And there is an app coming as a result of that. So if you're an iOS user, you will be able to download the app very soon. I'll make sure I post when that goes live. But in the interim, all users will have access to the new website to access their course. And it's just such a nicer experience. Like, I love the one currently, but this is just like such an upgrade, so I can't wait to share it with you all tomorrow. Make sure you go and check out Your Birth Project. It doesn't matter when you buy the course, if you do it today, you'll still be added into the new platform, and you'll also have access to the app and all of the added content when that goes live as well. There will be a price increase when the app goes live, so it's currently $89 New Zealand. There will be an increase, so if you want to lock it in for $89 and still get access to all of the new content and the app, make sure you go and do that as soon as you can and you get access for a full 12 months. We need to talk about pushing your baby out. If you have a vaginal birth, what is that actually going to be like? Because that is one of the things that I really wanted to know in my pregnancy. Like, you hear people talk about the ring of fire, you hear people talk about like not pushing correctly and the baby wasn't coming down far enough and all of these things, but nobody actually tells you how to do it. So I had a TikTok go viral. It's got almost 2 million views and it was talking about pushing like you're pooing. And there were so many comments on that I want to work through because I feel like it's an important conversation to have. So if you're having a vaginal birth or, you know, you're laboring and you're likely to have a vaginal birth, then there's a couple of ways it can go. And there's no like right or wrong way to do it. But there is like that you might be pushing and your midwife might be saying like you're not pushing right. You're not pushing to the right place or you're not putting in enough effort if you're having to really work hard to get your baby out. So there's a couple of things that might happen. The first one is the fetal ejection reflex. So what is that? Basically, the fetal ejection reflex is when there's enough pressure on your cervix through your contractions that your body knows exactly what it needs to do, and pretty much you'll feel the sensation of it pushing on its own. So it'll be at a point in your labor when your baby is ready to be born, your body will go into this mode of pushing for you. So you'll feel this like involuntary pushing. It's literally like when you're vomiting and you can't help but vomit, like that sensation, but pushing a baby out. So your body is doing a lot of the work for you. You're not really having to consciously try and push. Your body is doing that for you. An absolutely incredible thing to experience, and I've had lots of mums on the podcast talk about it. If you've had an epidural, it is almost like 100% not likely that you're going to experience that sensation. I've never heard of a story where you have a fetal ejection reflex with an epidural, but if you don't have an epidural and you do experience that, your breathing will be the key through that. So you might have to give a few little pushes towards the end, like when your baby's head's starting to come out, and your midwife will likely coach you through that. But for the most part, your breathing is the key to success with working with that fetal ejection reflex. And we talk through different breathing techniques in the Your Birth Project course of like what to do when. But if you do not experience the fetal ejection reflex, so say you've had an epidural, or for whatever reason, even if you haven't had an epidural, you don't experience that like involuntary pushing or fetal ejection reflex, then how do you actually push a baby out? When we picture where a baby comes out of in your vagina, when we picture that, it's like normal to think that you'd want to push in that direction. But to actually successfully sort of push your baby out, there's a couple of different techniques that you can use. The really simple one is just to push like you're taking the biggest poo of your whole entire life. And that can be really helpful just to like direct your pushing to one place. So rather than thinking about like trying to push the baby out of your vagina, you're actually just trying to take the biggest poo of your life. So that can be helpful. The other thing that can be helpful to do is cough. And when you cough, you can feel those like pelvic muscles, and you can sort of feel like the area that you'd be thinking about pushing towards. But if you can't sort of grasp that in labor, then the best way to think about it is pushing like you're taking the biggest poo of your life. And why is that important? I think we can give so much effort, or like you can try so hard in your pushing, and if you're not doing it or directing it to the right place, it can like mean that your labor is going to take longer, or the pushing stage is going to take longer because it's not actually doing as much as it could be in terms of working to get your baby out. So if you're directing either to the muscles where you're feeling like you're coughing or pushing like you're pooing, you're going to do yourself a huge favor. Remembering those breathing techniques throughout, like regardless of whether you experience the fetal ejection reflex or you're having to really work hard to push your baby out through conscious directed pushing, the breathing techniques are going to be key. So make sure that you've gone over those. I talk about them on the Your Birth Project Instagram, and I talk about them really in depth in the Your Birth Project course. I am also going to be running a live or in-person Your Birth Project breathing session over the next couple of months here in Papamoa. It will be recorded and it will be shared across the Your Birth Project socials to make sure that everybody knows exactly the different types of breathing that they can be doing in birth and how it will help and when. So make sure you keep an eye out for that. But this little bonus episode I just felt like was so important to talk about because there's so many different versions of like people's opinions of how to push a baby out, or like if you experience the fetal ejection reflex, you don't have to do that. Yes, that is true. But if you do have to direct pushing, or if you do have to really, really work hard to push your baby out, then you're going to need to know where to do it so that you're not using all this extra energy, not pushing towards the right place. So I hope this has been helpful. I'd love to hear what tips you want to hear next. So make sure you send me a message. You can do it on my Kiwi Birth Tales Instagram at Kiwi Birth Tales, or on my Your Birth Project Instagram at Your Birth Project. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And I'll be back with a couple of these bite-sized bonus episodes, as well as a beautiful birth story for you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.